Hi, Sam here, and welcome back to Radio Headspace and to Friday Morning. So recently, I've been thinking about how we interact with each other on social media and how we offer support to each other online. And this got me thinking about the bystander effect. So the bystander effect refers to the theory that a person is less likely to assist someone who needs help when other people are present. It was a phenomenon observed when the violent crime occurred in New York City in the 1960s, and it was witnessed by over 100 people who did nothing to stop it. They all had assumed that someone else had already taken action. Recent research has investigated the bystander effect in the context of social media. A recent study found that people who were the sole recipients of an email asking for help responded more often than participants who knew many people had received the email. What happened in this case is a diffusion of responsibility, an assumption that someone else has or will respond, and that we're off the hook. So this brought up a memory of a time when I was in need of help, and I reached out to my online community. I was working in the UK, and I got very sick. My sickness was followed by a month of not being able to smell or taste anything, and this was pre-COVID. So I was panicking. I thought, maybe it's a permanent problem. So I shared my experience on social media, hoping that my friends could share their experiences. Some people commented on my post with reassurance and stories of their own, but I'll never forget this one friend from college who messaged me directly to provide support. She took the time to chat with me about my experience, and she shared her own experience. And then we just caught up on what else was happening in our lives. I remember feeling so supported and comforted by her reaching out after so many years. She could have assumed that someone closer to me had already reached out privately, but she didn't. She reached out anyway. There are so many reasons why we hesitate to reach out sometimes. It can be hard to know what to say when a friend loses a loved one or is going through depression. And we can come up with many reasons not to reach out, worrying that we'll say the wrong thing or that we don't have enough expertise to help with something serious. We may also assume that someone closer to the person is already taking action and helping their loved ones. But these assumptions may be and often are inaccurate or at least incomplete. So with all this in mind, here are some tips for challenging your assumptions and taking the leap to offer your kind presence when someone you care about could use a little support. First, notice automatic assumptions that are arising and gently challenge them. You can ask yourself, what if no one has reached out to them yet? What if reconnecting brings more joy to both of our lives? This can strengthen your courage and resolve to reach out. Secondly, remember that your kind attention is enough. I always say that giving our kind attention to someone is an act of love. So offer the time and space to listen without interrupting or giving advice, and ask questions that allow the person to process their feelings. For example, one beautiful question you can ask someone who has recently experienced a loss is to share what they loved about the person. And it's okay if you don't know what to say. Just showing up and making space for a conversation is enough. And lastly, when in doubt, lean on your innate compassion and empathy. Imagine a time when you went through something similar and acknowledge that it's tough. Just knowing that someone has felt something similar to you is comforting. Remember that you don't have to offer advice or find solutions, and often that's not what people are after anyway. That being said, distractions are often helpful, so feel free to invite your friend over for a movie or a walk in the park. Even if they decline your offer, just knowing that you want them around can help them remember that they're loved, even when they're not at their best. And as always, remember to take good care of yourself. So if you only have the bandwidth to send an instant message, just start there. No act of kindness is insignificant. That's all from me for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here soon.